T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. This is what, day two? Day and a half? I don't know. Whatever it is with the new administration. The news media, the legacy media, continues to function as the go-to guys. I mean, all you got to do is listen. ABC amongst the worst. I wish I could tell you otherwise. I really do. I wish I could tell you otherwise. I can tell you that it is a regular battle that I wage within our operation. It's just the truth. I wish I could tell you something else. So, is what it is. All right. Now, question becomes, we listened to Nancy Pelosi there talking about how the Senate's going to be back in session and how we can do this and we can send over this this latest impeachment. But isn't the question, can you impeach the president of the United States when he's not actually the president? Now, look, far be it for me to pass judgment. I am not a constitutional scholar. But it would seem to me, if the Constitution says the reason for an impeachment is to remove somebody from the office of president, if they're not president, how would you do that? Well, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask one of our old friends, Larry Klayman. Now, Larry also has a brand new book called It Takes a Revolution. We're going to talk about that as well. But Larry is truly one of the most widely respected legal minds in America, and I'm so happy he's here. Larry, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. That's very nice words, mutually. You're one of the most widely respected talk show hosts.
Well, thank you, sir. You are an attorney widely, widely regarded as an expert in a lot of different areas, and for years you fought to get the answers. So does the Constitution allow a trial for a former president of the United States?
The answer is no.
Okay.
It's obviously they lose jurisdiction once the president leaves office. I mean, that's clear. That's jurisdiction, civil procedure 101.
Yeah.
But see, they don't care about that anymore. Neither does the Republican Party, whether it's Pelosi or whether it's McConnell, who's frankly just the flip side of Pelosi, just as corrupt. But on the Republican side, they want to get rid of Trump. They want him dead and buried. And they want to make sure that he can't rise again to run for president. So that's what it's about. And it's to tarnish him. At a minimum, even if he doesn't get convicted, he probably won't get convicted. He'll probably be enough to stay away from the 60 threshold to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's a way to keep him dead and buried, to dance on his grave.
Wow. It's just so petty and nonsensical. And I don't know if you saw this, Larry, the National Archives working on the coverage of the Trump administration. Of course, what is the biggest highlight? The impeachment. Right? I mean, it's par for the course, I guess.
Well, that's what it is. What we face now, and I wrote about it in my book, but it wasn't quite as clear as it is today after we've seen what's happened with this fraudulent election, how the courts would not even address the issue, not even write decisions in many instances like the Supreme Court. They said nothing. Yeah. Is that Thomas Jefferson, who I dedicated It Takes a Revolution, forget the scandal industry, said that federal judges would be ultimately tyrants and despots because they're unelected, unaccountable to the people. He was against that aspect of Article 2 of our Constitution. And he said that because of that, every 20 years or so, Jeff, we would have to shed the blood of patriots and tyrants yet again. And then he added, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? Now, he didn't want violence, either do I.
Right.
But he was predicting what was going to happen. Because without a legal system that will protect the people and judges sit at the top, then we're left defenseless from the other two branches of government and from ourselves. And that's why in the book, I have suggestions on how we can wage a peaceful and legal revolution short of violence. But it's going to come to that if we don't succeed. I won't be the one that, you know, lights the match, but there are other people out there that will, because the people have gotten, they've reached the realization that all three branches of government are so corrupt to the core, that they're not representative. And 2 weeks ago yesterday, that was not just a bunch of thugs. I mean, sure, there were a couple in there. Mm-hmm. That was the American people rising up, sending a warning to the ruling class, the elite in Washington, D.C., that there is going to be a bloody revolution. And that's what they were saying.
Wow.
If they don't shape up.
Yeah. Larry Klayman is joining us. And Larry Klayman, most people, I think, know you for your long, long work with Judicial Watch and now Freedom Watch. And I must confess, I have not read the book yet, so I don't want to speak out of school here. But I love the title, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. Can you explain to us the scandal industry?
Well, and both. The book is a takeoff on Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, it doesn't take a village, it takes village people. Okay. And actually, President Trump used to play some of that music.
Okay.
Right. Now, forget the scandal industry. It's not you, not talk radio. This is the only way we can communicate now with conservatives, people of faith, those who believe in the vision and conception of our founding fathers. That's cable funny. News, Fox News included, is in it for the profit. They're in it for the money. Mm-hmm. And they blow in the wind. And you can see yesterday them fawning over President-elect Biden, particularly even after he got elected.
Yes.
Chris Wallace even saying that this is the greatest inauguration speech he's ever seen. The rest of them basically laying down and saying, hey, this guy might actually be good. Now, how's he going to be good with all these radical leftists and 17 executive orders within 2 days?
Yeah.
He's already undone everything that Trump did, nearly everything he did.
Oh.
And the American people now need to rise up. I'm suggesting citizens' grand juries. Last year, we indicted Mueller for him trying to get my client, Dr. Jerome Corsi, to lie and implicate the president in Russian collusion crimes.
Right.
We need to, you know, commission a citizens' grand jury with regard to Biden. This guy's a criminal. He's taken millions and millions of dollars from the communist Chinese laundered through his son, who was sitting up there in the Capitol yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And he is now owned by the Chinese. And ask yourself this, Jeff. I don't mean to take over your show, but I'm really upset. Suppose the Chinese had been in charge in Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago, Wednesday.
Yeah.
Suppose they had actually had power to do what they did in 1991 and murder everybody that was there at Tiananmen Square. These are the people that now own our president, that have paid for him, lock, stock, and barrel. Yeah. So this is why he needs to be held accountable under the law. And under the book, I go through the history of citizens' grand juries, how the people do have that right, how we can have citizens' trials, how we can convict, and how we can even mete out citizens' arrests. In the state of California, which is the most left of all of our states, there's a statute that if you know of someone who committed a felony or witness it, then you can arrest them and turn them over to the authorities. Now, of course, the catch is, who are the authorities?
Right.
But authorities, the American people. And I'm not suggesting we do it in a violent or physical way.
Yeah.
But we can set the example. And then the other thing I'm recommending is the Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia this May. I'm going to bring people together because we need a new government. We don't have a government. And we need to make a few changes to our Constitution. Take away immunity to judges and federal officials, which they misconstrue as being in the Constitution when it's not.
Mm.
Discrimination on the basis of your politics and beliefs. Okay, now you just have it on sex, national origin, ethnicity, and religion.
Right.
Because now we're being discriminated against and the courts won't touch it, what's happening with social media. So we, the American people, have the ability to form our own government. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. Let these guys do what they want to do in Washington. They want to commit crimes, commit them against each other. Let's move on. The people should be in charge.
Larry, I mean, this is fascinating stuff to talk about convening the Third Continental Congress. Now, how are you going to choose delegates and representatives? Are you going to hold elections across the country?
Well, I'm inviting you, inviting other people.
Okay.
People who are concerned, and we will meet and we will choose them. And I hope people will come. And I want to do it in the visitor center across the street from Independence Hall. My birthplace, Philadelphia, and birthplace of liberty. We can squeeze the left out.
Yeah.
They won't want to be there if we're there. And let's start this discussion because, you know, you can't reform this government. There's no way. Not with Mitch McConnell and Pelosi in charge. No way.
Wow.
You know, the McConnell took money from, when I was at Judicial Watch, we uncovered he took money from communist China through his wife, Elaine Chao.
Yes.
I mean, this guy's going to be in charge of a so-called Republican Party. The Republican Party is dead. It's over.
You know, that's a fascinating point, and I knew there was something about you over the years that I especially found fascinating as a fellow native Philadelphian. It's in our DNA, is it not, to stand up and say, this is right, this is wrong, we got to fix this. And, you know, you're talking about McConnell and Chao. Our mutual friend Peter Schweitzer has written extensively. All of these people, from top to bottom, left to right, inside out, they're all dirty.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask Peter to testify at the Citizens Grand Jury.
Wow.
In a month. And if he doesn't, I'll use his book. It's good enough because you don't need evidence at a grand jury. You can indict a ham sandwich as it goes. But I'll tell you something about Philadelphia. We're fighters, Jeff.
Yeah, we are.
We're fighters. We even booed the squirrel at Franklin Field when I was a kid when the Eagles were losing. So we don't roll over.
No, it is a tough city. Well, listen, Larry, I appreciate you being here. I want to send everybody to get a copy of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. What's the best way for them to do that?
Well, you can get it at all the major booksellers, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. If you go to Freedom Watch with a contribution, which lets us do citizens' grand juries and what we do, if you contribute more than $50, I'll send it to you for free. And that's FreedomWatchUSA.org. FreedomWatchUSA.org.
All right. I'll tell you what else we're going to do. I'm going to get it up on my website, TheJeffCatShow.com. We'll have a direct link to you guys. And at some point, you got to sign a copy and send one to me because I'm really, really anxious.
I'll send it to you tomorrow.
I love it. Larry,
have your producer send me your address. I'll be happy.
You got it. Thank you, Larry. I'm going to put you back on hold. Paul, do me a favor. Make sure Larry's got my address up here in Ashland. I'm looking forward to reading the book. Look, I want peaceful coexistence. I swear to you, that's what I want. I got as part of my collection of stuff. My wife has another term for it, but stuff is suitable. My buddy Kevin Carroll put up some shelves for me. One of the things I have is this sign that says, be kind. It's with a heart, right? Wendy Yeoman from Jake's Place was kind enough to give it to me. I believe in that. I really do. I'm not looking for battles. I'm not looking for wars. I'm not looking for violence. I want us to think. I want us to live. But we can't roll over and just be wimps and wusses. That's the difference. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.